The type of CV I aim to produce depends largely on the kind of job being applied for. They don't always have to be slick or highly sophisticated, but in certain cases this does help.
Judith Davidson thought very much along the same lines as Mark. In her opinion, one of the most important aspects of job applications was that they should be easy to read.
Many applicants send in letters and forms which are virtually unreadable. The essence of handwritten applications is that they should be neat, legible, and the spelling should be accurate. I stress handwritten because most employers want a sample of their future employees' writing. Many believe this gives some indication of the character of the person who wrote it. Some people forget vital things like putting their own address or the date. Others fail to do what's required of them by a job advertisement.
Judith believes that job seekers should always send an accompanying letter along with their application form, stating clearly why their qualifications make them suitable for the vacancy.
Personal details have no place in letters of application. I well remember hearing about one such letter which stated quite bluntly, "I need more money to pay for my flat." No boss would be impressed by such directness.
She added that the art of applying for jobs successfully was having to be learnt by more and more people these days, with the current unemployment situation. With as many as 200 or 300 people applying for one vacancy, a boss would want to see only a small fraction of that number in person for an interview. So your application had to really outshine all the others to get you on the shortlist.